What's up? We want to give thanks to all of our amazing sponsors. Piper Diamonds, your hometown jeweler. Bling bling at piperdiamondco.com. The Cardenas Law Group.com, your concierge level service, which is for all your personal injury needs. And Compton Broomhead Dental at MunsterDental.com. This is top level luxury dental care. And Finley Volvo Cars of Las Vegas. Safety first since 1927. All right, Kelly Cardenas podcast, let's go.
Welcome to the Kelly Cardenas podcast, where attitude is everything. On today's show, I did a sneak attack on my friend Jennifer Horder. She is a Focus Salon owner. She is an innovator, and she's been in the industry for 31 years. She has no idea that I was recording our phone call because we've been friends for, you know, probably 25 years, 24, 25 years, somewhere around there. Grew up in the industry together. This girl is an iconic hairdresser and salon owner, and is one of the realest people that you'll know. But she had no idea that I was recording her, because I wanted you to feel and hear the authentic thought process of not only a salon owner, but just a business owner and a person who's willing to do anything to be able to make sure that her dream becomes reality. So enjoy the show. Thank you so much, Jen, for allowing me to surprise you with recording. And you can follow her bombshellsalon.com, and on Instagram, it's bombshellsalon, at bombshellsalon. This girl is absolutely phenomenal, and you're going to love her. So enjoy this. Share it with a friend. It is hilarious. Have an incredible day, and we are ending 2020 with a bang. Hey, quickly, because yeah. I know you got to get back to your guest. Tell me the story again about the candles.
What, about what I do?
How'd you figure that out? Like when you went with the candles?
So I bought this candle last year from a store, and I liked it so much that when it was a Christmas candle, and when it burned down, I was like, oh crap, I need to get another one of these candles, because I didn't realize how much I really liked it. And when I went online, it said that the store was clearancing all their Christmas candles. And then I had a thing for an additional 30% off my purchase. So I purchased every single one that they had on their website. And so the national chain, so they had a ton. And so I went on, and when it was all said and done, the candles ended up being about $3 a piece. And I bought six different ones at $3 a piece. One flavor, I bought 24 of them. And the other ones, I did a dozen of each. And then I was like, I'm going to stockpile these at my house, because they're not going to carry these next year. They never carry the same thing seasons in a row. And then I went on and tried to look up that company, and that company didn't have them listed either. So there was no way that anybody could check to see what these candles were now clearanced at. They're only ever going to be able to find out what they originally were. And they were originally $16.99, I think. And so we marked them for $20 a piece.
So how were you able to get over? Because I think a lot of times people will feel that, you know, hey, I'm this high-end business owner, I'm this high-end person, and you went straight, like, I'm going by any means necessary. You talked to me, you told me just a couple of minutes ago that, you know, the difference between, you know, business owners right now.
Well, I mean, I think the biggest difference in business owners is you can sit back and, you know, wait for things to happen to you, and hope that people are going to help you, and hope that everything's just going to fall back into place the same, or you can hustle and fight for your business and do whatever you have to do to make it work. I mean, I live in my business, trying to make it work, and trying, you know, like I'm fighting every day like it's the first day of business for me. I'm fighting for, you know, guest retention. I'm fighting for upgrades, and I'm fighting, you know, for my staff to understand the importance of take-home sales and what's going to keep them employed. And, you know, this year I still gave out Christmas bonuses. I still made sure that nothing for them changed. And I actually had stylists who did more being off for 8 weeks. They did more this year than they did the year before being off 8 weeks, and they took home more money. So,
you said that as a company, you profited more in 2020 than you did in 2019 being closed 8 weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did, because we learned how to, like, you know, especially with like learning like things like using our points on Paul Mitchell Pro, where super skinny styling serum, probably not our best seller in the past. Those were free on the mall. So I ordered dozens of those and profited 100% off of a $20 product. So, you know, I just told my staff, you got to hyper focus on super skinny. You got to fall back in love with super skinny. And that has to be our product of the moment. And, you know, the next thing is all the Marula products that were on there, that between the shampoo and conditioner that you need to hyper focus on getting out the door. So instead of just, you know, using little bits and pieces of all the lines, it was hyper focusing on what's going to make the most money at the moment. And then, you know, doing upgrades on Alakui, you know, Terra Triflex treatment. And, you know, there's ways to make more money off things that cost less. And so that was the plan this year, was, you know, definitely focus on the things that we could make the most money on. And so that was a huge part of the plan, was knowing what to target.
How were you able to get over the ego part of it, that, like, you know, you said earlier that a lot of salon owners or even business people, the ego stops them from doing the things that are scrappy?
Yeah, I mean, you guys check it at the door right now. You know, there's no shame in me telling my clients what's going on and that we need their help, and that, you know, Amazon is doing great. And I share with my clients how well Amazon, Walmart, and all those places are doing, but it's your local businesses that need you the most. And right now there's no ego when you're talking to your clients and telling them how much their business means to you and how much their support, you know, is going to help you. And, you know, buy from us, not from the big box companies that are doing better than they've ever done. I usually work in 5-inch heels, and I switch to 3-inch heels because I need to do a lot more running. So you have to check your ego right now, because right now nobody's a stud. Nobody's killing the business. I mean, right now it's, you know, we're all trying to help each other, because the only way that the owner, you know, of the salon is going to be able to provide jobs is if the owner's helping those people that are, you know, are getting those jobs. So, you know, really it's, you have to check your ego right now. There's no ego right now at all.
And you're willing right now to work 75 hours a week.
Yeah. We reopened April 21st. In our state, we were allowed to do essential one-on-one employees. So one person in the salon that was working, and one client in a 3,000 square foot space, we were allowed to do one-on-one, and that was it. And so no one knew how long that was going to last. So what I did was I split my space, and we had one LLC, which I broke into two, so that we were technically two locations with two front doors, two back doors, two bathrooms, and two shampoo areas, both on each opposite side of the salon. And so I was able to bring in a second person legally and do a one-on-one, because we had two separate, we had AX salon and Bombshell salon. And so we were able to double our numbers then, with me being the primary person always here and then rotating the other person in and out. And in order for it to be worth it, I had to get them off of unemployment. And the only way they could do that is if they had enough hours. And when you're trying to rotate 5, 6, 7 people and give them each 40 hours while you're still here, you have to open earlier than normal. You know, you open at 10, now we open at 8. You normally close at 8, now we close at 10. So you have to change these shifts, which means as an owner, I had to be here from 8 to 10 most days. So 75 hours a week on the floor doing hair, didn't seem too far fetched when you just need to, you just know it's a short amount of time that has to be done. Mm-hmm. So you just have to do it now, and then you can relax a little bit later. so checking your ego where, you know, it's not just like asking your clients like, hey, we need you more now than ever, but also, you know, hustling. Like, I have no problem shampooing for my staff if it means they can upgrade a client and they need my help. I have no problem sweeping the floor because, you know, someone who normally sweeps the floor is doing something else. You know, they need to, with COVID, everybody has to help pitch in and clean and sanitize everything. So, you know,
how were you able to, because I mean, you're doing this with, you're married and you have two kids. How are you able to, accomplish all those things?
Crock pots. Put all the food in the crock pot. Breakfast in a crock pot, lunch in a crock pot, dinner in a crock pot. No, I wake up every morning and I make, you know, breakfast. And my kids are, you know, online. My one daughter, so Kylie's going to school and I have to drive her in the morning because she's in person because she's in private school. So she's 2 days a week. She's hybrid. And then with Tyler, he's 11, he's in fifth grade. And so with him, I wake up in the morning, I get him online, I get him set up, I get him where he needs to be. And then I have family that comes over and helps. And Brent, you know, had to readjust his schedule to help. And, you know, I've seen my 11-year-old become very self-sufficient. And so, and I pre-make all the lunches. So during the day, between lunch and DoorDash, they're fed. And then, you know, like I said, I prep all my meals on Sundays. So on Sunday, I cook for, like, you know, the majority of the week so that at night they, you know, Brent puts out food for them. And by the time I get home, you know, if they're still hungry, then, you know, we deal with food then. But I make sure that I'm home Saturday nights and Sunday mornings. And Sunday we have family breakfast and Sunday nights we have family dinner.
Wow. You have always amazed me. How long have you been in the business now?
31 years.
Good. And you're 25 years old.
The Botox would have you think so, but no. 25. Well, yeah, I started when I was 14.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's amazing to hear about your mindset, like to hear the mindset and the way that you go about, because it seems like your mindset is determining your outcome as opposed to your circumstance.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in giving back as much as you can. Like, don't ever take more than you give. And so, I try really hard to put good stuff out in the universe and keep it positive and light in the salon and make sure that the girls know, like, every time someone says 2020 is the worst year ever, 2020 is terrible, I can't wait for it to go. You really have to find the bright spot in 2020 because there have been some great things. You know, because some of my staff left and chose to do other things, it opened up opportunity for new staff and new people to come in. And the new people are awesome. And I wouldn't have those relationships with those new people because maybe there wouldn't have been room for them. And, you know, and it's good that, you know, you look for all the bright spots of 2020 because really there have been some really great spots. You have to find them. And if you focus on all the wrong things and the, you know, the bad stuff and the, you know, downing 2020, you know, that carries your into your whole life. And I just can't live a life like that. I have two happy kids. I have a healthy husband. Everybody in my family has stayed healthy through all this. And, you know, as long as your family's good, your friends are good, your business will follow suit because that energy that you have in your personal life will carry over into your business.
You're an inspiration, Jen. You are. I know you got to get back to a client. I want to congratulate you. I want to congratulate you on being on your first podcast. So everybody listening right now,
you're listening
to Jen Horder. She always tells me that she's a national educator for John Paul Mitchell Systems on her voicemail. But I want to tell you that this is a real-time business owner. Did not know she was being recorded, so I'm going to have her sign off on this and let her know. Now she's going to have to listen to the podcast. But I appreciate all of you listening. I appreciate Jen, you taking your time in between the guests and for giving like real raw stuff that you didn't know that was going to go all over the world.
I can't stand you. You know, I'm just happy you didn't ask me to rap.
Yes, that's awesome. I love it. I love it. Well, you've been awesome. Get back to your guest. You need to do that. But I love you. This has probably been the most inspirational 12 minutes of my 2020, and it will be for yours.